Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. With praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. The most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this another day that you have made, praising you, glorifying you, magnifying you, Father. So grateful to you, Father, that you have called us to rise and shine, Father, and this day. We want to say thank you for squashing all of Satan's agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. This is your day, a day that you have made, and we are indeed glad in it. Thank you. Over and over and over and over again. Thank you, Father. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day and submit the day back into your hands that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen. I have the window open, and you could hear the birds in the background chirping, the birds in the background giving God praise. My God, hallelujah. Beloved, sometimes the birds have more sense than people. Amen. And if the bird can give God some praise this morning as the sun comes up, surely, amen, we can outdo the birds. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. We welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Amen. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, all right, all right. This week, amen, we've been, amen, just applauding our seven speakers on our Good Friday service, and they gave so much information. You know, that's why it's good. It's good to buy tapes. It's good to buy books. It's good when you can have an avenue to hear something over and over and over again, because sometimes you just don't get it the first time. But when you listen to that message a second time, a third time, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing. That word hearing, beloved, that means you hear not just one time, over again, over again, over again, over again. You hear the word over and over and over, and your faith is built up. Amen. How many of you have, I have one particular tape that I listen to every day that I've been listening to for the last 2 years. I literally listen to it every day. Some mornings I wake up with it, some nights I go to bed with it. And every time I listen to this tape, I've listened to this tape maybe about 500 times, the CD, and it's still lasting. But every time I listen to this CD, I hear something that I didn't hear last time. See, that's how God's word is. And glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The same scripture. See, but you're getting something different now. Amen. You're getting new revelations now, different insights, different encouragement. Hey, you didn't see it like that before. Huh? How many times have you read a scripture? And you go back and you read that scripture again and God show you something you didn't see before. See, that's because we go deeper and deeper. We go deeper and deeper. We move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Ah, come on, somebody. And that's just a sign of your growth. That's a sign of your growth. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So this morning, amen, be to God. We want to share with you, amen, our sister Shelby. Amen, our sister Shelby. We realize that some of you may not have had an opportunity to hear the word. Amen. Especially those of you in our Blog Talk audience. Amen. And so we don't want to leave you out because, you know, Blog Talk, you are a baby. You are a baby. You was birthed in that motel room some 12 and a half years ago. So you are a baby. We don't want to leave you out on nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those of you who did, it's an opportunity to hear again to see what the Spirit wants to say to you. Amen. Let us receive her this morning for her grace. Amen. And for in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening or afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Shelby. I am a member at Destiny International Christian Center here in Morningside, Maryland, under the leadership of Pastor Dr. Dawn M. Harvey. Thank you, Pastor Bradford, for the invite. So now, I'm going to get to the topic. I am going to be speaking out of Matthew 27:46. It says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So I'm just going to take a moment just to kind of rewind, just so we can know where we are in the text right now. So at this point, Jesus is on the cross. He is being crucified, right? He has been spat on. He has been beaten. He has been mocked. He has been lied on, okay? And that's where we are right now. So just to kind of paint that picture, because we heard a lot so far. So just to paint the picture of where we are in the crucifixion. He is stretched wide. He is hung high. The reason why they're stretched is to kind of restrict their breathing. So with a voice, he summons up all his strength. To say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And we tend to think like, aren't Jesus and God close? And indeed they are. Yes, Jesus was the physical, invisible manifestation of an invisible God. So he was God wrapped up in flesh, right? Even Jesus described their relationship in John 10:30. He says, I and the Father are one. So if you see God, you have seen Jesus. So yes, they were close. So at that point, how did Jesus get to the point of saying, God, why are you forsaking me? And forsaken can be defined as abandoned. Why have you abandoned me in my time of distress? Why are you abandoning me? So this is why Jesus could feel like he is forsaken or abandoned. At this moment, Jesus has took on sin, right? That's the whole point of the cross. He has taken on sin. What does sin do? It separates us from God. So in this moment, he is separated from God. He is not hearing God like he normally has. He is not communicating with God like he normally has. And at this point in his 33 years, this is not something that he has experienced. He has always been able to speak with God, to commune with God, to hear from God. Like it was a give and take relationship. They were out here doing miracles. Blind eyes were seeing. People were walking. So they had that relationship. And if we can be honest just for a moment, we have all been in this, the human form almost of Jesus. We get to see his human side of feeling that disconnect from God. We have all been in that place, whether it was from a decision that we have made or just being born into a world of sin. We have been in a place of disconnection from God. We have asked, where is God? No scripture at this point can bring us through. All of my angels must be on break. It ain't no way I got an angel backing me up, because at this point, I'm not feeling nothing. I don't even know how to pray. We have all been in that place. If you take a moment and just kind of sit back and you think, we've been in a place where it's like, I don't even know if God's going to come through at this point. I don't even know if he hears my cry. I don't even know if I have his ear anymore. We have all been like Jesus, where we've had to trust God when we can't even trace him. God at this point is silent. He has turned his face away from his only begotten son because he has taken on the sin of the world. He can't even stand to look at him at this point. We have been in that place where we feel like God has literally turned his face away from us. We have done so much where we can't even feel like we can sum up enough to cry out to God. So what do you do when he's quiet? When you can't hear God, when, like I said, you have to trust him when you can't trace him, what do you have to do? You have to continue on. You have to see the plan through. Before Jesus even entered the earth, we see in the Old Testament prophecy of Jesus, Isaiah speaks clearly of Jesus and him being crucified and him being beaten, his stripes and everything like that. It speaks clearly of Jesus. So we know that there was a plan before Jesus got to the earth to save the world, right? So even though Jesus knew his assignment, he understood the plan. He had to see almost like he had to see the full picture, because in this moment, like I said, he is feeling all of his human flesh. Like, God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you abandoning me? Why are you leaving me here? Like, mind you, like I said, he knew the plan. He knew why he came to this earth. But in that moment, that disconnection from God, it had to scare him, because like I said, he never, ever, ever felt this before. So for him to be in so much agony, for him to be in so much pain, for him to try to keep the salvation of the world on his mind, but to still be human, crying out to his Father, why have you left me here? Why have you allowed me to have to go through this pain for a people who still is crucifying me, who has lied on me, who has beaten me, who down the road will lie, they'll steal, they'll kill, they'll do everything but love you. And these are the people I'm dying for, and you're leaving me here to do that? God, you have to almost put yourself in that place of Jesus in that moment. Like, this is a bit much, okay? Because I know me. I couldn't do it, okay? The moment they put me up and did one little, I would have been like, okay, that's it. I'm out of here. But he saw the full plan. He knew what he had to do. Our names were on his mind, my name, Pastor Bradford's name, each and every person that is watching, your name was on Jesus' mind, so you kept him going. You kept him pressing on through the pain, through the discomfort, through the dehydration, through the couldn't breathe, the bleeding, everything that he went through, you kept him going. And we might, you know, just to kind of switch really quick, we might, like I said, we're all going to get to that place where we feel that disconnection from God. But we have to keep going. We have to be like Jesus, and we have to see the full picture. We might not know that God, what God is going to do in the end through our lives. We might not know. I don't know. And like I said, I know I've been in places where it's just like, God, are you even here? Are you hearing any of my cries? Are you, you know, where did my angels go? Did they clock out? Like, what is happening? We've all been in that place, but we have to get to the point where we say, but God, I trust you. I trust you even though I can't trace you. I trust you even though whatever I'm doing, the experiences that I'm going through may not even be for myself, but they may be for somebody 100 generations down, you know, or, you know, they might be for somebody that I even know. But it's just like, God, I have to keep pressing on. Even though I can't see the end. I can't see the end. Because unlike Jesus, Jesus knew what the plan was. We don't know what the plan is for our lives all the time. Like, we may have a clue, or we may see certain things like, okay, I'm going in this direction. But ultimately, we don't know the full picture of what God is going to do through our lives. But we, like I said, we get to those moments where we're disconnected. We get to those moments where we're crucified, and may not physically, but people, words may say certain things. People may do certain things. Things don't look the way we feel like they should look. And we are just like, where is God? We live in a world where people can go into schools and shoot and kill children, and they can go into churches and shoot and kill and do all of these things where it seems like there is no God. God, where are you? How could you just abandon our world? How could you just abandon that schoolhouse where that shooting happened? How could you just abandon that church house where shootings and different things? How could you do this? And we don't see the plan. We can't even see God and all of the evil that is going on. We can't sometimes trace him, but we have to understand. We have to take solace in the fact that he has a plan. He knows what he's doing. He is God. He knows the end from the beginning. And we have to trust him. Like I said, I can't say it enough. We have to trust him when we can't trace him. Jesus obviously did not feel God anymore in that moment. He had to know that God was still his God. God was still his Father. And even though he felt abandoned, he was not abandoned. Sometimes God just has to kind of sit back and just, you know, let things happen. And it reminds me of the story of Job, where Job was going through everything to the point where his wife said, won't you just curse God and die? But he decided not to. And even the meeting in heaven between the enemy and God was like, God was like, look, you know, go ahead and do that, but you can't take him out of here. You know, you can do that, but don't take him out of here. And that kind of almost is like, some of our lives are like that. Like, God must just be giving the enemy permission to do something, because it's just like, ain't no way God is in this. But, you know, he'll allow certain things to happen so that his plan can be fulfilled. That's what this thing is about, his plan being fulfilled. Jesus' life was a plan. His 33 years on the earth and his 3 years in ministry was for a plan that was greater than the crucifixion, that was greater than the pain and the agony that he was feeling in that moment, that was greater than the abandonment that he was experiencing in that moment. God had a plan. And if I can't remind you of anything else, just remember that God has a plan, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you are experiencing, regardless of what you see going on in the world. We are in the last days, if I haven't seen the last days before. But regardless of what's going in the world, God has a plan. And what I do know about God is that he is going to see his plan through. It may be uncomfortable. It may seem like he's left you. it may seem like you just losing your mind, but if I can't stress anything else, is that you have to stick this thing out. At any moment, Jesus could have called down angels and they could have wiped that place out, leveled all kinds of hills, just everything, just tore up everything and got him off that cross and took him back to heaven at any moment. But he knew that he had to continue with the plan. If Jesus did not continue with that plan, you and I wouldn't be here right now. Amen. So think of your life. Think of your experiences as such. If I don't continue, if I don't push on, something that is for the next person won't happen. What I'm going through in this moment is not for me. It's for the next person. Like I said, it can be 100 generations past you, or for a person that's sitting next to you right now. It's not for you, so you cannot give up. The Lord says in his words that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Even though you may feel left, you may feel abandoned, he cannot leave you. He will not forsake you. Do not allow the enemy to keep you in that place, making you feel like you are abandoned, making you feel isolated, making you feel like God has forgotten about you, because he hasn't. You know why I know that? Because he sent his son to die for you. He sent his son to bear 39 stripes on his back just for your healing. He sent his son to die so that you can commune with God. Because if Jesus never came, if Jesus never died, we wouldn't even have access to the Father. If you go back, if you have time to read in the Old Testament, you'll see like what's called the tabernacle and what all the priests had to do to go into the holies of holies. And they could only happen once a year. So the priests had to take all the sins of the people one time a year to the holies of holies for them to be forgiven. When Jesus died, the veil torn. That's not even a thing anymore. We can come to God boldly. We can come to his throne boldly. We can ask for forgiveness. We can pray. We can do anything. You know what I'm saying? So thank God for Jesus. Like I said, he had to feel abandoned in that moment so that you wouldn't be abandoned right now in your life. He had to take that on for you in that moment so that you can experience everlasting life, so that you can experience the abundant life that Jesus came, that he came for. He said that I came that you may have life and you can have it more abundantly. So he had to feel abandoned just so you can have that abundant life. So be encouraged. God has not forgotten about you. You are on his mind, okay? There's not a moment that you are alive that you are not on God's mind. So I just want to encourage you to just press on. This, whatever you're going through, is not for you. It may be for somebody else. Amen? Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. What to do when you can't hear from God? Amen. When Sister Shelby laid it out, amen, when you feel that disconnection, amen and amen, beloved. Amen. We are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word, the word, the word, the whole word, and nothing but the word. Amen. Hallelujah. When you feel forsaken. Amen. We are still applauding our seven speakers from our Good Friday service. Amen. We pray that you are, amen, enjoying, amen, the clips. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Our minister Shelby, amen, encouraged us, amen, that we are never forsaken. We are never defeated. Sometimes we all do, amen. We talked about that a little bit later in our Bible study. Sometimes we feel discouraged. Everybody does from time to time. That's why we, amen, encourage everybody to encourage everybody. Everybody needs to encourage everybody, because the same way you need encouragement, they need encouragement. But beloved, I come to tell you that God has not abandoned them, and God has not abandoned you, and God never will. Matthew chapter number 28, amen, verse number 20, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And when the Lord, the last words that Jesus said before he ascended back up into heaven, we know after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus was on earth for 40 days. Amen. 40 days, y'all. Amen. And he says his last words, amen, then he was out of here for real. Amen. Hallelujah. It's called the Great Commission. And Matthew chapter number 28, the last two verses. And he said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And surely, somebody say surely. Somebody say surely, surely, surely. Ah, sure enough, sure enough, sure enough. Make no mistake, Jacob. Amen. Surely, surely, I am with you always, 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 even to the end of the world. God, Jesus said, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even when you can't feel me, I'm with you. Sister Shelby said, trust the process. Even when you can't trace God, hallelujah, trust him when you can't trace him. Hallelujah, know that God is there. You can't feel him today. He's there. You didn't hear him today. He's there. You can't see him today. He's there. He said, I'll never leave you. Glory be to God. Though you go through the fire, through the waters, through the flood, come on, he said, I'm with you. You know I'm with you because you're walking through the fire. Don't nobody walk through no fire. If it's a fire, you running. You running to get out of there. You trying to grab some folks, grab some stuff. You out of, who do you know walking through the fire? Don't nobody walk through no fire. You run through the fire. But he said, you walking through the fire because I'm walking with you. Oh, my God, suck it, suck it. I got you covered. I got you immersed. Oh, you dipped down in me. Glory be, you dipped in the blood. You dipped in my protection. The spirit got you. Hallelujah. Angels got you. I got you. Don't you worry about a thing. Hey. Don't you worry about nothing. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what the judge said. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what your landlord said. I don't care what the judge said, what the banker said. I don't care what the teacher said. You don't worry about nothing. Just listen to what I said. whose report are you going to believe? Come on now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hallelujah. I'm leading you. I'm leading you through the still waters. I'm leading you through green pastures. I'm leading you to in a place that you know not. I'm leading you into a large place. Come on now. Follow me. Hallelujah. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. So, beloved, hallelujah, don't never give up. Don't never give up. Hallelujah. Don't you ever give up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One of our pastor friends, amen, glory be to God, in the fellowship of pastors, amen, glory be to God. He had a very, very encouraging post. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I could say it the way he said it. Hallelujah. I can't find it word for word on how he said it. Glory be to God. But basically what he said, amen, it's the time that you feel like giving up. It's the time you need to push in the most. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's when you really need to hit it. Hallelujah, beloved. It's just the devil trying to stop you. The devil trying to get you to quit. The devil wants you to give up. The devil wants you to throw in the towel. The devil wants you to surrender. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for the okey-doke. You've been there before. Amen. You ain't going back. You ain't going back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding. In the work of the Lord. In as much as you know, hallelujah, that your labor, hallelujah, is not in vain in the Lord. Brother Paul says, glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm pressing forward. I'm not looking back. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But I ain't going back and I ain't giving up. Oh, heck to the no, 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 no. I'm pressing for what's before me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you got to put some effort in this thing. You got to want it. He who hunger and thirst after righteousness, you got to be hungry for righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, I got you. Don't be afraid. They come against you one way, they're going to flee seven ways. God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to take your enemies down. I'm going to make a way out of nowhere. I'm going to make a way where there was no way. Oh, my God, sookie. He said, I'm going to anoint you to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to bring the walls down. Yeah, come on. I'm going to teach your hands to fight and your fingers to fight and your hands to war. Don't you worry about it. God said, I got you. I will take care of you. And the Lord will take care of you. Hallelujah. Beloved, sometimes we do feel alone. Sometimes we feel a little lonely. Sometimes we feel a little isolated. Sometimes we feel a little neglected. Sometimes, come on, we go through all these emotional, you know, cycles. Okay, we go through them. Hallelujah. Well, just do that. Go through them. You go through them. Hallelujah. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Knowing that you're not walking by yourself even when you can't see nobody around you. Because sometimes you can see people around you and they still ain't with you. Amen. But you got to know that God is. And he's going to always be there to the end, to the very end. When you take your last breath, amen, and look up in Jesus' eyes, and we only know in part right now. But when we get there, we're going to say, oh, thank you, Jesus. When we see the whole story, glory be to God. God behind the scenes right now working out in your future, your destiny, working out situations for you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. This is why he said, in all things, give God praise. You always see what God is doing. Trust the process. Trust God when you can't trace God. Know that he is not a man, he is not a liar, and if God said he with you, then doggone it, he with you. Now, you can walk away from him, but he ain't going to walk away from you. And that's all the confidence you need, because if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, even the devil himself, he is in trouble. Amen. Maybe you feel forsaken today. Maybe you're in a hard place. Hallelujah. Maybe you're in a weary place, a desperate place. Let me tell you, God will lift you up out of that miry clay. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, we want to admonish you this morning. Please, 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 right now, right now, right now. Not after breakfast, not after lunch, not on the weekend. No, none of that. Cut all that. The Lord said, the day that you hear my voice, come on now, harden out your heart. Come on. Come on. In the next 3 minutes, beloved, statistics say, amen, that you're going to have at least, glory be to God. But no, in the next 3 seconds, you're going to have people to die. Three people die every 2 seconds. That's a whole lot of folks in 1 minute. That's a whole lot of 1 hour. That's a whole lot in 1 day. And you don't know which second you fall into. Saved or unsaved. Because it's appointed unto man once to die. But we want to encourage you right now. Amen. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Make Jesus your choice. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. All right, so that's all you got to do. Ask God to forgive you. Father God, forgive me for my sins. I accept Jesus Christ in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Now, come on now. Come on. You don't repeat those words and keep living like the devil. You don't repeat those words and don't believe the words that you spoke. See? So a lot of people want to repeat those words and keep living for the devil and talk about, well, I'm going to heaven because I said the sinner's prayer. Your mouth said it, but your heart didn't. Because if your heart did, you would be living different. You have to be a follower of Christ. That's why salvation is not the end. It's the beginning. When a woman gives birth to a baby, she don't go and leave the baby on the doorstep. Well, some folks do. Thank God for those who have picked the baby off the doorstep. Huh? No, now that that baby is born, now that baby has to be grow up, has to be cleansed, has to be fed. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on. See? Huh? And in the spirit, we're being cleansed. We're being fed. That's why you got the hunger and thirst after righteousness. The same way that baby, if you don't give that baby some milk, that baby going to let you know it's hungry. Come on, body. And we grow, and we grow. Sanctification is a lifelong process. Hallelujah. You don't stop the process. Amen. You go with the process. And the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. Amen and amen. All right, that's the word of God for today. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to me. It's a blessing to me. I'm just sitting back, amen, and listening to these speakers. Amen. And just every day, we I think we got, one, two to share with you this week. Amen. And to God be praised. And we pray that you have been blessed. Amen. By hearing it today, today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 noon and then back at 9. Come on, come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus was praying up to the last minute. Some of us want to get our blessing and then stop praying. You ever think maybe that's why God taking so long to manifest it? He want to keep you right at his feet. Because if he know he answered right now, he ain't going to see you in a few months. Yeah. Remember when you used to testify in church and they would stand up in church? Saints, I need a car. I need a car. I need a car because if I get me a car, then I can pick people up and I can bring people to church and I can do this and do that. And then God bless them with the church, with the car, and you ain't seen them. You ain't, they ain't been back to the church. ain't seen them in a long time. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. 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 God knows the heart. Amen. But the question is, what does he know? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your people. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for growth. We thank you for sanctification. We thank you for the spirit of encouragement. We thank you for absolutely in all things do we give you thanks. Do we give you praise? And we know that all things are working together for our good because we love you and because we are called according to your purposes. Thank you. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come forward today, anoint, pray in the Holy Ghost, keep them protected from all danger seen, danger unseen, in Jesus' name. We love you and honor you. We bless you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, and cancel sorrow, Father. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It definitely will not come to pass. So we seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot and will not and shall not be broken. We already said that. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings. And he is the Lord of lords. Thank you for being so faithful to us, Father, even when we're not faithful to you. Thank you for never leaving us. Sometimes, like Sister said, God, sometimes we don't feel you. Sometimes it feel like you ain't there. To tell the truth, they do, Father. But we thank you for the faith to see differently today. That you're there even when it don't feel like it is. Because it's not about how we feel. It's about what we believe. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody, good day. Is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Meet us back here. Amen. Tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Same time, place, and station. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you, 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 love you.